5 days from my last entry in my diary, I had to leave for Rome on advice of my doctor. The Parisian climate is unbearable for my illness. After over a month of difficult travel, I found myself finally with my brothers. It was pure luck that our meeting took place with Semenenko, Kaishevich, Hub, and Dunsky. Unfortunately, my health did not improve there, all the more so because I arrived in the Eternal City with an advanced case of tuberculosis. I was still able to give the brothers a conference and prepare them the fate of the new community, which will lie in their hands, and which God entrusted me to found. This was, despite the suffering, a beautiful time of preparing myself for what was to be my last meeting with them. Peacefully, I returned to the Lord on July 2nd, 1840, being 33 years old. I know that in human terms, that is not a lot of years. But I also know that I did not waste this time, despite the fact that I often depended on the love of God for me. Yet He is the one that conquered me. There was nothing else left for me but to give in to Him. And now I call on each resurrectionist to proclaim to others and to themselves that there is nothing so bad and so dark that can defeat God's mercy. It is extraordinary. O risen Lord, the way, the truth, and the life, make us faithful followers of the Spirit of your resurrection. Grant that we may be inwardly renewed, dying to ourselves in order that you may live in us. May our lives serve as signs of the transforming power of your love. Use us as your instruments for the renewal of society, bringing your life and love to all, and leading them to your church. This we ask of you, Lord Jesus, living and reigning with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen.